KPLC na fail everybody. KPLC ni equal opportunity employer. Haibagui.
But ngoma jana ilikuwa fiti by the way, lakini alikuwa na maringo kidogo.
Shin. Welcome D. Acha niko na maringo.
Acha jacket at nzuri pekee.
Mbona nyasha nanga maringo?
Ni mhambo.
Si anajitambua. Unajua shida ni watu wengi wako na self esteem issues. So akiona mtu mwenye anajitambua, anaanza kuona ni kama anaringa. Na si kuringa, ni kujitambua tu.
But story yake hiyo story yake ilikuwa interesting. Hiyo story ya kukuwa na inaitwa nini? Alikuwa ameenda sana si kidogo. Oh. Ile story ya ile yenye alikuwa truck driver. Ile story yake ya truck driver ilikuwa poa.
Ni inspirational.
Inspirational. Sana. Kali acha kila kitu hapa akaenda tu court. Like
iko?
Hako na make sense, make sense hiyo decision yake ya kuenda.
Si familia yake ilienda sasa angedo nini?
But already alikuwa na make do huko ama?
Haikuwa mob, haikuwa ati mob.
Hiyo time haikuwa mob.
Hiyo time was anyway. Hiyo time alikuwa one of the like one of the artists. Sahi ni one of the biggest artists. Hata in East Africa. So kuna difference hiyo time. Hiyo time alikuwa hapo plus yeye mwenyewe alisema ilikuwa necessary. Alisema ilikuwa necessary for him kwenda huko ndio experience life, amerudi akijua vitu mpya. Zile zinaweza msaidia kwa life, kwa him, all those things.
Aya, ulikuwa unataka pia story ya brain enhancement.
Yeah, so Raul nilikuwa nasema like uki if you eat certain foods then zina affect brain yako. So in a positive way ama negative. So na feel that's why like people are more prone to make watu siko baya but watu wenye wako na wenye wako na shida brains zao has develop as well as wasoni anakula poa who are people who can afford the food.
So okay, like,
you end up like kukua stuck in a making an intelligent decisions na si fault yako.
Do you think it has nothing to do with the intelligence but information hawajaipata about hizo like family planning na stuff
hizi Raul wanapata information
wanapata kweli
wanapata but
I don't think wako na hiyo information
wako nayo Raul enda kwa clinics Raul enda kwa clinics zenye ziko hata kwa ghetto.
Eh.
Enda kwa clinics zenye ziko hata kwa ghetto utapata wana like
I don't think wako na information. I don't think imewafikia. Kama like hizi ma like slum settlement na kila kitu.
Family planning inafika ni venye people have stronger beliefs than what the government is telling them.
Do you really think they believe in lazima ati wakuwe as in wanaamini lazima wazae watoto wengi ndio wakuwe sawa? I don't think that's a belief. Ni knowledge by the way. Hey, baba, hey, ni miracle. Yeah.
Poor people don't have family planning knowledge.
Hawana. Hawana. Juu, wangekuwa na hiyo information. I don't think ni mambo ya chakula na brain cells na kudevelop. Juu.
But it has a role to play. It has a role to play. io plus exposure, io na plus exposure. You see, information is useless bila context. Context is useless. So like as they were informed, but I wanna correlate watoto wanane na poverty ndio inakuwa blanda, but as soon as welcome Wendy, as soon as your information inaweza kuwa like tied ikuwe wase wanajua that if you have fewer children your success in life is bound to be bigger in a make more sense.
So okay, me kwa naona in the sense of kitambo, more children increase your chances of success. Moja wao anaweza kuwa Obama, moja wao anaweza kuwa like
the Raul, unajua kitambo wasi wengi pia walikuwa nakufa juu ya diseases.
Kweli?
Like it makes sense. Have a lot of children ndio hata watatu wakikufa utabaki na watano, hata waine wakikufa utabaki na waine. Squeezy, no. Like maybe accident ama kitu mbaya ifanyike, like life expectancy may increase, child mortality may decrease. So
I think also the fact that like you see urbanization is a big issue. Wangekuwa ocha hawa watu wote then wakuwe na 9 children ina make sense.
But Raul, true, the only difference will be those children won't starve, but they'll still not have enough resources. 9 children seems are, Raul. 9 children
enough resources. Up country kuna enough resources. The problem is we are competing for very few resources up in Nairobi. Up country kuna Raul, resources.
Hapo na disagree na wewe. Ushaenda shule za ocha, Raul? Shule za ocha.
Okay. For you resources in education. Unajua hapo ndo unakosea. Juu mtu akifarm ale akwa agriculture, sio education. What does education have to do with it?
Raul, old acha nikushow. Kuna vile msiana ushaona kuna niko na like technology sahi kafarm kadogo kan kwa food mob. Bila technology, bila the know how, huwezi jua kufanya hiyo kitu. Hiyo ni education, Raul. Like kama hauna hizo skills, who is going to teach you those skills if you don't go to school?
Are you saying in like in the villages,
yeah,
there is a population of people, watu wamejaa, watu wote ni wengi,
yeah, yes.
Like a country, hawana this privilege gani ya kuongea ama
ya ku decide how many children to have. Atuliko nasema village
people who are involved hawana this, because me I feel like in the village their population is not an issue. I was saying that it was really maybe basi ni
village. Siangalie mambo ya food, don't look at food security. Ocha
mimi maybe okay, maybe watu watatuambia I've never had a time mtu akisema ati ocha yetu ati imejaa watu wengi tunataka ku reduce watu. I feel like it's an urbanization problem. Karibu Jerry. It's an urbanization problem in the sense that people in the informal sector, like in the slums and stuff, hawajaambiwa about family planning, about the importance of how if you have more children, you might not be able to sustain them. Vitu kama hizo, they don't have that information. So without that information, they are not able to make a good decision. You get. So how I live with the economic consequences of the decisions they take. Bado kwa hiyo mentality ya kitambo, the more children we have, the more our chances of moja wao ata make it. But in reality, the more children you have, because now it is based in urbanization areas, it's based on the kind of education they get, the kind of like food. Hizo vizoto unaongea about. It depends on that. So the less number of children that you can sustain, the better it is for you. You can kind of make sense. They're very different. Rural area, urban areas always say money the same. Contraceptives ni how much like any Miss J. Contraceptives sim hata condoms in a piano bure man. I don't think
Raul. Umeoa mtu alafu unatumia condom. Watu wanapo takupa. No, I'm serious. Watu wangapo nakubali hiyo. Condom si
Religion also plays a role in the family planning thing.
Go forth and fill the world.
World imejaa. Hiyo ilikuwa tujaze, tushajaza, cheza chini. Haikuwa tujaze forever, ishajaa. Kuna story ya myth around nani. So, contraceptive zone ni how much?
Mambo ya sidi. Contraceptive sijui. Sijai weka, sijai try, so sijui.
Mtu atuambie basi contraceptive, like unasema gani, like the plugs ama nini, what, which contraceptives are you talking about that are expensive?
Kuna zile kuna IUD, kuna ile kuna coil, kuna IUD, kuna ile sindano, then kuna implant, kuna mob.
Implant ni how much? Implant ni how much?
Sijui Raul, sijui sijai try hizo vitu mimi.
Hata maboy kweli wanaweka
Zizi, unasema uko kwa relationships, unaweza weka ndio demu yako asinini. Asishinda kunywa pitu.
Pia ni contraceptive. Oh, eh.
Eh, vasectomy pia ni contraceptive.
But so where you think the biggest issue is because of the expense, as in the contraceptives are expensive?
Personally. Ebu ngoja. Dokas, pia it depends on what you get and when you get it.
Where you get it.
True. I think ukikuwa
okay average cost, Roger, sina any idea of how much it can be. That's what I'm saying, like what is it, like 10,000? Jackie tuambie, is it like ni 10,000, ni 5,000, ni 1,000, ni 500?
Wapi ina depend pia unaenda wapi juu kina my stops is I think it's more ukienda Nairobi hospital pia.
Awareness is the biggest issue, si mambo ya expensive ati ni expert ni jumto ajui. Hata kaa ni basic P2s are like 100, but kuna mtu who can't afford that. True. Karibu sana, tunaongea about contraceptives as chana. So,
welcome Sami.
So, okay, kuna mtu wezi afodio ya so pia. But do you think it's because they don't know that 100 bob can save them ile kusustain watu? I abstain. To get an implant rather than to get the coil. Okay. Wow,
I think in the grand scheme of things, 7,000 pseudo mob.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you look at it in the sense of railway, karibu. Like if you look at it in the sense of lazima ulipie ulishe huo mtoto, utake care of education yake nini. 100 more. Kama kuna hiyo awareness. So you see, the problem is that part of awareness. If you haven't figured, you're not aware, then kuna. Yeah, but once they get the kid, you see, it's worse. We are looking at the effect of mtu kama amepata na hajapata.
Long-term effects. I'd rather spend a little more right now and save more in the long term.
Yeah, so even if he doesn't have the 200, right now, will he have all the money to raise the kid?
I think Gavaiko na...
Awareness is the biggest issue. Awareness is the issue.
Gavaiko na kibarua.
But all this GBBI awareness, wange spend your do kufanya, like awareness have to come easy. Juu birth control ni muhimu. 7K in school fees, your 2 kids in public high school. Na bado people can. True.
I think then that shows how important it is to make sure that.
Tumia your soul. Ata
siyo your soul, like maybe your thoughtatu. If the government can make nini free, hizo coils na hizo implants free, so that you know, because watu wana pata watoto watano, and unapata combined income ya the household ni 15,000. Sure, like 15,000 a month. For the kids alone. Ata mzayaja. No, lazima atoki alipe fare. So unage, like, even you don't even have your own space. You can't even buy the things you want. Alafu pia unapata mentally pia unakua limited. Because you could depend on other people. Inafanya unakua in inferiority complex. And I think that's what a lot of Kenyans watu wengi pia wamegrow up na hiyo kitu. Like you never had your own room growing up, so hauna responsibility. You never had your own pet, you know, like so how you so hata ukiwa kwa no, I'm serious. When you're a child and you have a pet, like inaku increase, unakuwa more responsible because you have to take care of the pet and things like
that. Only kwa na pet. Only kwa na pet. Only kwa na pet.
Siko na pet. Siko na pet.
Hapana uko responsible ama.
Sorry, sorry. Yeah, that's not the only reason. But I mean, that's the, one of the reasons. And then, true, I love religion around. Kumbuka pia religion ina mess watu.
Religion, I don't think, okay, I don't think religion is a mess watu. I think misinformation, yeah, misinformation, yeah, interpretation in a mess watu. Let's just be specific on what's happening. You know, kama the Catholic Church wanazasema, watu wasitumie contraceptive, watu wasitumie vaccine, at vaccine ni CD666, vaccine ya polio.
How many Catholics do we have in the world? 1 billion, Raul. That's 1 billion people who are being told not to use contraceptive.
In the slum, offer counterfeit contraceptive just for money, and women are now suffering. Hey, fuck. No, Rasema, that's what I'm saying. Let's not blame. Let's blame the right person. If they are being misinformed.
Raul, the thing is, we're not trying to blame. We're trying to find a solution. Let's find a solution. Nothing won't help anything. Let's find a solution. Solution. Providing
people be safe leaders like crazy. So that's what I'm saying. It's people's problem. It's not the like the belief problem. No.
Raul, you know, you have to put responsibility where it lies. Like the pastor has the responsibility. Yes. Like he must be held accountable. In as much as yes, the people are gullible, but still the pastor
he's held responsible for what he's saying. But is he held responsible for the faith? No.
For the
faith. He's not held responsible for the origin of the faith. Ati, so many kuja niseme, gava ni mbaya. Na kama gava si mbaya, or as in the fact of the, kama gava ni mbaya or not, is not dependent on what I say. Thinking about religion, wacha tumbele na historia. As your religion, Miss J, hapo kuna mafaka. So, wacha tuchele chini.
Check Raul. Tuwafata after Sakaja. Eh? Tumleate hapa kwa hii live. Umu interview. Umuulize. What is the government doing? Eh? To provide safe and affordable nini contraceptives for our young families.
Create a lot of awareness. Ukweli, I agree. Na kasakaja ni mtu wangu, so namtambua. At least tumetaja watu who can be future leaders of Kenya. Ile point tulikuwa nasema about, ile type kwa tunongea about, now that Ms. J pia naona kwa hapa, I think it's a bit, hii marrying older, madame kwa older men.
Ama welcome to madame.
Older, like madame kwa ama wanaume kwa older women, what would be opinion yako ni nini on that?
I mean, love is love, bro. Love is love. Unapenda who you love, unaweza kuwa unapenda mtu older.
Love is love, bro. Love is love, na love is love.
Who do you mean? Like love is love.
Here they are like, very
love doesn't discriminate. Kwa unapenda mtu older, just love someone older. Age is just a number, baby.
You think it affect? You think it affect relationship? Yes.
I mean, kuna age gaps zingine ni normal. Kuna age gaps zingine ni normal. But you know, kama wewe mwenyewe uko comfortable, then it's up to you. Do what you want to do with your partner. Kama age gap ya 40 years, age gap ya 40 years ni normal, bro. In my opinion. Staki, so Miss Yezi.
Una prefer younger than you? I'm older. I'm aware of Jali about age here.
Miss Stanin is a date dem. Stanin is a date dem older than me.
Kwa nini?
Kwa sababu women are more mature than men. and kila time atafanya ni feel ni kama mimi ni mtoi. So mimi si hiyo siwezi.
Wacha tusobe Sami. Sami ako na point. Unajua Sami akiandika hivi mob inamaanisha amefikiria.
Aongeangi sana. Aongeangi sana. So ukiona akiongea hivi. This is passionate. Roll God well. Karibu mheshimiwa.
Has failed in so many ways. I've enabled them. My take is the matters yeah. into their hands and community initiatives to solve issues.
Wait. Some is ndam DM anakaa nikaa anajiona na my initiatives za community.
So what are you calling the so older women make you insecure? Ama.
Welcome. Apana. Check it out. It doesn't make me feel insecure. I just realized that women are more mature than men. That is a fact. You cannot run away from it.
For me, I don't believe it's a fact. I don't think it's a fact.
Fact. Experience.
Apana.
Generally. Generally.
Hey, women, like Jane, my younger men. Oh, yeah. So, dated the one of a smile. Harry is a young man. But so, I didn't
Raul, dated older women. Your mental capacity, deadly. Ryan, welcome, Ryan.
So, okay.
If you're 28 for a weird date. If you are 28... Anyway, minasema, let people do what they want to do.
Is it an esteem issue? Is it a maturity issue? Ama aujai pata de mako younger than you na komo mature than you? Ama older than you, less mature?
Nishai pata. Those are there's exceptions to every rule.
But most of them, you believe. Like, mtuwa kwa same age na wewe sahi, maturity yake iko higher than yours.
Until a certain age. Until a certain age.
Oh, she's still up. Oh. So.
I think, ukishafika 30, generally mnaanza kupelekana. But, demako 25 na boya ku 25, boya ku 25 anafikiria FIFA, anafikiria kulewa, nini, demako 25 anafikiria marriage. Umage, like, wako different wavelengths kabisa. But the closer you get to 30, 40, inaanza kukaribiana.
So 30 ama 40? Me?
High school. Mtu wakiwa high school. Lynn. Hey, Lynn. Welcome. Ukiwa high school. Like, uliko napata mademu wenye unakaribu katia ukiwa high school. Wana date mademu maboyo wa kampo.
Thank you, Harry. Skiza Harry, brother. Maturity is not by age. It's my experience. Kwa umesema ya, atikia kwa same age mnaza kwa dema kwa mwa mature. Maturity na
kamda. It's about gender, not about nini, not about like, not about age.
But your experiences are the ones that define what kind of...
Generally, women are more mature than men. Raul, hiyo ni...
I think hizo ni zile facade za watu wana... Yani zile watu wamesema mara 1,000 hadi tuna minute. I don't think it's a fact. Because kuna vitu zingine watu usema tu hadi zinakuwa kawaida, but in reality that's not what is on the ground.
Sawa, I might be wrong na naweza learn kitu mpya leo, but hivyo ndo mimi nilikuwa naona.
Because trust me, it's very different on the ground, vitu ni different.
But generally, in my opinion, women were more mature than men, for real, like Raul.
Just because
of the agenda. Ni kama men are stronger than women. Like, you're in fact, we can't run away from it. Siyasema more intelligent, imesema stronger, like physically. Stronger, like, they are stronger than
that
women.
But okay, physical strength, I agree. We're not denying that men are mature, it's just that with the best gain, we are gender and scientific. Raul Soba psychology.
Yeah,
Soba psychology. Nimemaliza shule, tena nisome psychology. Ima buwa shule, acha nikuambie, nilikuwa na soma, leo ni labor day by day, so... Nilikuwa najiuliza ni jobs gani watu wanakula do vizuri Kenya. Alan Ray, karibu.
Travis Scott ameingia kwa building saa hizi.
Travis Scott nasikia demu yake alisema I'll always love you. Travis Scott huyo anarukaruka kwa ma fans.
Welcome Jade. Ati? Anarage bad.
Anawanga sawa mentally. Nasikianga kwa mentally disabled.
Travis ako sawa mbaya. Ulena documentary yake? Ulena documentary
yake?
Ilikuwa kali sana. Ilikuwa kali sana.
Hey, but ina kama performance zake za live zio kwa crazy.
Alipata nini na Fortnite. Anyway, but I would back to that story. I think sijui watu wanafikiri about you know being with an older partner, both men and women. Acha niulize, for women, would you be with a younger man? For men, would you be with an older woman? Wewe unaweza date them older than you?
Rahisi, mimi sina shida.
10 years.
Mimi baadaye sina shida, hata 15. Hata 20.
Hey. Wow.
Mimi honestly sina shida. Mimi sina the maturity problems.
Slater is opinion.
Mimi sina shida. Yanga ndio mimi naogopa hata wasi. Like yanga, like too young to be tag.
Of like course, too young.
No, like 20,
21,
22.
Hey, you're blind.
You're not
Age yenye niko siwezi date na mume wako. Sumbuana.
Mare pia wanafaa kujibu kweli. Age doesn't matter.
I would, but I feel like reasoning at some point will be hard. Unaona? Shiro, age doesn't matter. Florence unaweza date boy yako like 5 years younger than you. Kwanza nasema yanga pia can be tricky. Kwanza more than 2 years.
Kani opinion so, saaje. Make you comfortable. Yeah. Mimi na Harry by the way tuko same page. Hizo stories as we.
Max age difference should be 5. Raul kuna date.
Acha tu move on. If someone makes you comfortable regardless of the age, don't hold back.
Welcome Nkirote Ireri. If someone makes you comfortable regardless of the age, hold back. Umseni. Huu ni nani huyu? Huu ni nani? Akona ma valid points. Akona ma
points. For me any age, mimi sina shida.
The beautiful thing about this show is that we
can't 22.
The beautiful thing about this show ni hata tunakujenga kufunza vitu, watu vitu mpya. Kama leo nimelearn vitu mpya, unaona? So nimeona kiamua naweza date dem ako older than me, unaona? So, sifai kukopa. A data younger man, if you like, share the same mindset, outlook on life and relationship. Yeah, like, yeah Royal God. Good job. Yeah.
Watu wako married wamenyamaza saa hii. Watu wako married watulie kidogo saa hii. Cheza tu chini. Watu wana struggle, luku hiki ya subukani.
Sami, nasema, most important thing is love. Nilikushua nini? Love is love, bro. Love is love.
Yes, I think love is fun. Love is love, dude. You're the fun.
Maturity is winning. Yes, I agree. Ata Dokas leo amekubali. Na unje vile Dokas contraria. I agree with you.
Ata, now that tume at least tumefika mahali. Nilikuwa nakwambia about history ya Labor Day. History ya Labor Day na Kenyan economy. Acha tuongee tena mambo ya Kenya kidogo. Like what jobs do you think watu wana watu wana make do which do? What is love? Love is love, wachana nayo. Jitukia the story of love, we love another full episode about love. But not now. So jobs gani unafikiria? Jua litoanga list 2020 highest earning jobs in Kenya.
Achana na list. Number one highest earning job in Kenya ni tendapreneur. Hiyo hata tendapreneur number one.
Okay, tuongee about pia kama unafanya job clean. Tuongee about job clean first. Story your story. let's be other two in this channel. Let us try and advocate for integrity. Integrity.
So personally, the highest paying job in Kenya, Nafil, is being a politician.
So to say, it's not a job. Also, do you know for a public servant? So you're in Kenya, Bado.
Welcome, Carl. Like politicians are some of the highest paid like people that we have in this country.
In allowance.
Wacha tuseme basi. Private sector, I'd say management. Management, obviously. Management.
Okay, talking about like career. Just wajaribu kupatia watu career advice. Sasa management ni career gani?
Wacha basi watu kwa comments watu wambie. Unajua pia mimi nafanya hapa sina facts, so na si fit kuongea bila facts. So sijui nyinyi mnafilaje, like who, which is the career that will guarantee you the fattest paycheck in this country?
Service provider, medicine,
law.
So medicine, okay, according to Wiki tu alikuwa anasema like okay, when you wanakaribia number 10, top 10, lakini wafiki. Like majournalists or presenters.
Providers. I think jobs in the medical field. True. You'll never go wrong with jobs in the medical field.
Uh-huh. Number, I'll kind of say what I'm saying to us.
Take pia ni noma. Take pia kuna makesh.
Take pia na kuna du.
But relative. Kala na manisha.
Comparatively. Tunasema tu comparatively. Compared to other.
I mean, about $50,000 a year.
So, what are the two? Walikuwa anasema number 13 walikuwa anasema ama presenter wa TV. Mapresenter wa TV wanakula kama karibu Linda, karibu. Mapresenter wa TV wanalipwa do mob, wanalipoka like 110 to 150.
Uh-huh.
Alafu ma quantity surveyor wa land. Unaona watu wenye survey land.
Yeah.
Kenya. Hiyo busy ya land iko na do. Hiyo quantity surveyor wa land. Alafu, ama procurement unasema, procurement and supplies, au pia wanakula do vizuri. I think mtu alimention, ama electrical network engineers, I think midoka zamesema, mao engineer wanakula do.
Take kuna pesa.
Mao auditor, kwa zao especially saiji, unajua Kenya being a corrupt country, mtu huu kula do ni auditor. Mao auditors wanapewa do sana. Wanakula. Sijui kama ni hongo ama nini. Alafu madata analyst.
Yeah.
Like kuna mwanzo watu wana kuna madata analyst tokio
wanakuwa kora.
Like madata analyst sahi wana they are one of the highest paid people.
Yeah.
Alafu architects.
Yeah.
Na architects pia wanakula pesa. Wao ni ulikuwa unasema ama finance, watu wa finance pia one of the highest paid people. Then kuna watu ama software, ama watu wa tech sasa, ma software engineer, ma watu wa IT. Amimo, karibu.
Helen, welcome. Uh-huh.
Alafu doctors, I think kuna msali mention doctors, alafu lawyer. Raja Kenya baidhe kaa kuna watu wanakula do ni maloya. Maloya baidhe kaa Kenya wamejua kumanipulate system, but Kenya lawyers wana kukukesa. Because they just extend the time alafu anyway. Number one, believe it or not, my friends, but the highest paying career in Kenya right now is kwa pilot. Apparently na maana KQ haina pesa. Juma pilots wanakula dumba.
Eh.
Huh? Kuna watu wanalipwa between 1 million and 700,000-600,000.
Pilots, doctors, teachers, policemen,
teachers and the army.
Nimesema hao ndo wanafaa lipwa domo.
Lawyers wanafaa kulipwa.
Nimesema
pilots, teachers, na policemen.
Pilot of your list.
Eh?
Bona pilot of your list.
Kwa sababu like their job is very delicate, like ku.
Ai, brother, aje. Music teachers, my family get good money. Kuna good money, but the relative. Good money na great money ni different. Kuna good money na great money. So, mbona unasema aviation, watu mapilot ati ni watu important, mi sielewi.
I work in a music school and people get money. Hey, congratulations, Doc. Good job.
High risk, even though it's high risk, do you think they need me? Si wani kawa pilot ni watu wanafaa kulipwa domo bivo, but a pilot ni kawa kuendesha tu gari. Pilot ni kawa mtu anaendesha gari, hakuna risk kubwa. Like the aeroplane is the safest mode of transport.
Cheki, usikue tu hater, usiongee tu
huko. No, naongea fact. The safest means of transport ni ndege, it's more safer than a train. Like, wait, as in, you are more likely to get into an accident on a train than on an aeroplane.
Watch out to Google. No, there are no facts, no alternative facts.
Carl, and the pilots, remember, and that plus, remember the
investment that goes into train. True, like, flying is expensive. No, your flight school be any expense out.
The expense, like, ini, atas, acheni, iso, like, okay. Hey, dog has a voice or your music, but what I said to musicians, like, you know, to leave prepared.
Lol. Hey, you're getting interested. Lol, Ngojin. Welcome. Raul Z, why not on a fall? Was your army, was police, teachers, doctors, when I fuck were the highest paid?
Apparently.
This country. Yeah, kwanza nasi wanafanyanga kazi.
Barbara, when is that? Yeah. The probability probability of the accident is low. The chances of it happening are never. So,
never. Raul, sorry, bana. Hey. Ongea na facts, bro.
We Google the safest mode of transport. Sahi tu. Safest mode of transport is flying.
Watch it. Wacha na Google sahi.
Ndio pia unapenanga alternative facts sana.
Isn't the facts. Like, okay, ukiniambia teachers, me I think teachers should be the highest paid. Teachers are very underpaid. Teachers should be paid more. Doctors should be paid more. Aviation is very strict in terms of safety and maintenance, not because flying a plane is easy. Thank you. It's not, I hope you agree with me, but yeah. It's air, yeah. Hey, what on a Google, probability is low, not zero. I would think like you did on this story. But teachers, number one, doctors. What were army kwanza wasilipwe? Army ni kuwe style. Ma police wanafaku, like they need to be triple the amount of money.
You are right. Nini ndio?
Of course I'm right.
Bicycle, you're the most dangerous.
Apparently, it's not because they do their work well. It's because there's so much safety measures put in place. Pilot kazi yako tu ni kukaa tu kwa ndege na ku like the landing and the taking like
kwani cheki fanya hivi si pilots basi watolewe ndege business because kiji fly bas.
In a few years hakutakuwa na pilots, like there will be driverless planes.
Diki.
Oh, you agree with me? No, thank you. Royal God is agreeing with me. Thank you.
I'm disagreeing with you. I'm saying aviation is safest because of maintenance and safety checks.
Oh, you're disagreeing with me.
As in, give credit where it's due, Raul.
Apana, mina kwa betu kweli. Number one, teachers. Then doctors, then police. Pilots wasilipwe hata. Like, apana. Kwe serious. Take off fast. We are far from driverless flights will happen before driverless cars. That's why we're quick. Like, please, will not happen.
Get driverless.
Hey! I think you by the way, I'm sure. Like, comment section, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Can't pilot, bro. He's not talking out of, like, ignorance and hunger and facts.
So, sijasema, okay, sija, not that I'm hating on any pilot. Na agree, ni, it's a career. Look what naongea, we already have driverless. Flying isn't easy just because kuna autopilot landing a plane is one of the hardest things, by the way. Hapa na, I'm an aviation engineer. Wow, okay.
Bro, unaongea na watu, unaongea na nani, unaongea na nani wewe? Wewe ina kaujuno, wewe ujui nini endelea.
No, aviation engineer na do job. Mimi jakata. Na tulikuwa tunasema like which as a pilot planes crash.
As a pilot, autonomous anywhere in the near future.
Flight as a pilot. I know it's expensive.
Going opinion. To so until you talk in facts.
Tume Google. Wacha ni kwambia. Tulikuwa tunasema nani aongezewe pesa, si ndio? I think our debate was nani aongezewe pesa. Wewe ukasema pilot. Nikasema pilot already overpaid.
Nasema aongezewe, nimesema wanafaa kuwa some of the highest, some of the well paid people in society.
Okay, acha nikuulize swali. Teacher na pilot, nani anafaa kulipwa more?
In my opinion, teacher.
Thank you. Askari, policeman, na pilot, nani alipwe more?
Pilot.
Okay, acha kwa comments atuambie tu. Policeman, and the guy who sacrifices time in the sun the whole day, make sure you're safe, make sure wezi wakuji kwako, make sure...
Pani pilot, ata kuwe.
Watu nakwambia brother, there is a fact, policeman Vic, tukwe tu serious. Tuache pia ku hate the number. Wewe umesema ulikula Royal Gods obviously. Na kusupport. Wewe ulisema ulikula healthy food ukiwa mtoto. Number 3 acha nikuulize daktari na pilot.
Daktari.
Sasa umeanza kufikiria nurse na pilot.
Nurse.
So ready tushataja watu 5
pilot mbona ime kit about pilot
no because my point was pilot atole kwa hiyo list yako the pilot is not no na acha nikuulize swali truck driver na pilot matatu driver mwenye ana transport watu kutoka Tao hadi Kawangware 46.
No, askaris didn't do me bad. Askaris hawakunifanya mbaya. It's just that, you know, like there are 120,000 askaris. We can't pay askaris this. The pilots. A pilots ni wangapi Kenya. Niko sure that pilots Kenya wajafikata thao. Niko sure. Okay, sina facts, but maybe nani anaweza niambia. Royal Gotha anaweza kushua. How many pilots are there in Kenya?
Acha Royal Gotha, I'm sure.
I don't think there's more than 1,000 pilots. It doesn't have to pay them a lot of money.
Policemen walipewa ya kutosha. Kwaza sili mo kumbuka personally I spent just to train. By the way, okay, hapa kuna points. As in it takes more to be a pilot than it takes to be a policeman, which is true. So we need to reward people for the amount of education they put into it.
Yeah, like, the pilot alipa more than... There's 1,000 pilots and then there's 120,000 policemen. Raul, honestly, when you mefanya economics, how you the wealth bill it a hey, country it a sort of bro.
I agree your point. Mimi nasema tu basi teachers waongezewe. You teachers, I think wanafanya consider yelewana mbona teachers ulipo.
Kenya teachers ndo wanalipwa ufala. Ukianza country zingine ma teachers wanalipwa poa sana.
Because mtu mwenye anakufunza ufanye upate do anafaku anapata do pia yeye. Ndio kwa motivated because you not motivated at all.
Driver analipa 5k. Aye. Apo we'll go to me to cheat C5K, but I get your point.
5.6 million support line school. How do you compare the two? Driver and Clipper, you can't. Logic is the same. I always Clipper the same. So, but watch out for me.
1500 pilots in Kenya at most. No, Juwe, bado kwa 1500, nikosho kuna nyame retire. Ama ni like, wako at the latter stages of their career.
I agree. Watch out for me. I agree with that form of argument, which I may accept. But my bigger debate would be, we should not be compensating people by how much it costs to learn. For example, because I don't believe in the education system, tuanzie tu hapo. Juu education, mtu anaweza kuambia juu nilienda Harvard, nikalipa millions, lazima nilipwe e amount. I feel like people should be paid by the service. Goja. Na nasema, watu wanafaa kulipwa by the service they are doing and the input they add into the economy and the society.
Welcome, Cassandra. Welcome, Cassandra.
So, if people are judged by that, by what you're doing to the economy and to, like, the society, and not by how much it costs you to learn. Because if we continue paying people by how much it costs them to learn, would not be a fair...
That's in an ideal society. But sadly, we don't live in an ideal society. Sadly.
Yes, but we can at least return on investment. I agree. We need to at least we agree that the ideal situation is not what we have.
Yeah, true. And that's what we need to fix. Sijui nani yako na namba ya Sakaja? Tumtafute tuonekane tunaweza mleta. Serious, tumuulize hizi vipi. I think he's one of the more progressive leaders we have in this country, and he might be in a position to answer for us certain questions.
The problem with Kenyan politicians is they have the right answers verbally. Kujibu tu akwambia, yeah, even me, I've been thinking teachers should be paid more. I think we're going to work with a bill to make sure the teachers are paid more. I've been considering this for years. I think this is the right way to go. I did your interview, Ishe. I hope I hear your story then.
But all it's simple economics. You can't spend millions and expect to earn less. You expect a return on investment. Even stock market shares are priced to the same theory.
I agree with you, simple economics. But as I'm saying, we don't need to spend so much money, and the cost for learning how to be a pilot should not be.
Ndaku DM after hii. Alafu tunaweza leta Sakaja by the way kwa hii kitu. Tumuulize hizi maswali zote. Tumuulize hii corona inaisha lini. Unajua pia nimesikia ni hoax. Sijui kama umesikia ni hoax. Hii kitu.
Nilisikia story kama hiyo. But
I think
watu wanza hizi kwa hoax mtu anakufa.
Shukui kitu Raul. Imeanza kushukui kitu. Hii kitu
acha nijibu Barbara kidogo tu. Nilikuwa na kushow like that's how economics work. So my ideal world would be we change how the economics work so that we don't invest so much learning about something.
Yeah.
So that expense be paid for that. For example, like a finance G, those guys for Wall Street. They pay so much money, but if you look at what they're adding to the society or to the economy, like the input itself, is very little.
Yeah.
So those finance guys, I don't think should be paid as much. I need, like, they will be better musicians, wanna add content to the world, wanna like, chitu mwenye na work na finances too, it makes sense.
Yes, ni jibu Dokas. Dokas, sisemi ati corona hai exist. Sisemi hai exist. I'm just saying that it's being blown out of proportion, in my opinion. It's being blown out of proportion. Alafu, sami sisemi corona haiko, nasema hiko, but like, it's, in my opinion, it makes sense. Like, wawi, mwona tuko home na watu kumi pekendo wamekufa Kenya mzima. Like, hiki tu is not as dangerous as, like, we are made to believe. So,
but tulisikia Tanzania, my MP wanakufa. Tanzania si MP mwingine alikufa jana ama ni juzi.
Sikuona hiyo. Certain amount of
intelligence. Oh, it costs a lot to learn what's complex to learn.
Mm-hmm. I train to the aptitude test, psychometric and psychomotor test and pass before. True, I agree.
Lazima ukwe...
Not everybody can be a doctor as well. Like, lazima ukwe na... Like, akili flani, lazima...
But you see, so, so like, unaona, okay, leo jiko na aviation wengi wana check it is by the TZ watu wanakufa. Hata MP amekufa jana.
Sisemi watu wa dedi, wewe unielewi. Sisemi watu wa kufi, watu wanakufa. But it's not as serious as like in my opinion. Corona is a business opportunity in Kenya. Mimi siku cheat. Ukiangalia na utakuja kuniambia. It's not it doesn't make any. Kuna bisango niliambia last week nikamwambia it makes sense nini but if you think about it like it doesn't make sense. Why are we at home, Raul?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think corona is a hoax. I just think the strategies of dealing with corona are misplaced. So hiyo ni different. Wewe sema corona is a hoax. Ni venye tu the way we are dealing with it ni wrong.
And the it's just the disease itself eco, but the response to it,
it makes sense. Okay, but I think we'll get but you see, what if at home corona itaenda. Either they touch you or sisi wote nje, sisi tutapata corona sisi wote basi. Because you see, does not make sense. You're just delaying the process of getting corona. So the strategy of telling people to stay at home does not make sense at all. Hiyo na agree, lakini hawezi sema corona haiko. Hiyo sasa ni venye unaambiwa unaongea bila.
Sijasema haiko. There's no
umesema ni hoax.
The response ni hoax.
Yeah, I agree with you at all. People are taking advantage of it.
Sielewi mbona tuko like even governments are taking advantage. Uliona EU walifom nini like Chinese investors can't buy stocks in European markets. Uliona hiyo kitu? Response I make sense. 650,000 people die.
The problem the difference between common flu and this is common flu is not as easy the contact as in I does not transfer from one person to another as quickly as corona. So
true, that's a sad thing, Florence. Like there's really very little we can do.
Yeah, it's the way it has spread, Yoshida.
Even if it spreads and it won't kill you, honestly.
Okay, you see, PIV does not kill you, brother. What it does is in as a like decaptivate a manini the healthcare system. Like in as a cripple the healthcare system. In as a kila mtu akienda hosi at the same time. Vitu kama hizo like CO2 the sense of ati utakuwa mgonjwa na homa ukufe. Like there are many factors around it that may lead to the need to people staying at home. The problem is the strategy of staying at home is not African or a Kenyan strategy. It's a strategy that worked in Italy. You just brought it here and be like, kila nyinyi fanyeni tu.
Mbona tuko home? Honestly, I make sense. I make sense. Watu wana lose bees, watu unashika kama karao mwenye anakushika hajavaa mask. Yeah, it makes sense aje. Unashikwa unapelekwa place ulale na watu wengine wenye wako na wanaweza kuwa na corona. I make sense. What doesn't kill you makes you
Sawa Kanye West, sawa Kanye West. So,
Sijui kuna mtu akona any other thing. How about you go out and about? Naweza go out and about kama nimevaa mask. Ni venye nikitoka nje like mimi sina biz, mimi sifanyangi biz yangu ikuangi nje like me I work from home. But I'd also want to go out. I'd also want to go out because there are things I'm supposed to do but I can't because like your business is shut down because of what the government policies zime shut down. Like sijui lazima mko waine sijui like umeget. Kaile studio nilikuwa nafaa kuishia like kupiga project flani wamefunga. How it makes sense?
So if guys you have any questions you can ask but yeah thanks for but leo I think tumelearn vitu mob na tumeona hapa watu wako na facts kwa hii group
watu wako na facts hapa bro usilete hizo opinions zako za nini piloting pilots deserve good money
Hey, Florence nayo si utuambie camping ni wapi? Hey, ama ni Victor tu anaitwa ni sawa basi.
Camping ni wapi Florence?
Kama ataku DM peke yako tu. Nataki pia unajua.
Sorry, ata ndam DM anipe namba ya Sakaja. Tuonekana tunaweza mleta hapa next week.
Your camping. Tunapanga camping ya lunchbox.
Lunchbox gang inaenda lunchbox camp. So Raul check it. Waka wow. Does it make sense as we stay indoors to avoid crippling the health industry while we are literally crippling the entire country's economy? Madagascar amepata preventive measures ama wewe president wa Madagascar anakuja hapa anakuja na mwarubaini alafu anaambia watu ati atempara dawa ya corona anatuseti huyo jamaa.
Well, God, I agree with you. Like we should triple everything for the sake of